A keen observer can find a wealth of information in small details. Commentator Andrei Kudrescu makes it a practice to watch for minutiae that matter.
When you travel, you start noticing that people's necks are quite eloquent. From the aisle in the middle of the airplane, you can see rows of long and short necks, tense with degrees of anticipation, fear, boredom, curiosity. Right in front of me, a long, well-wrinkled neck, belonging, I think, to a man in his 70s, stretches forward toward the window like an egret watching a fish. Next to him, a round neck emerges from a striped sweater like a bolita mushroom from a tree stump. It swells as if it's filling with music, then deflates suddenly like an empty wineskin. The owner's bald dome is covered with reddish squiggles that look like musical notation. The man is a sitting orchestra. There is a passage in a story by Stefan Zweig, a wonderful writer not much read these days, where he describes the hands of gamblers in a casino. The narrator, a bored widow, goes to the casino every day to watch the hands of gamblers. She never looks at their faces. She knows that faces are composed for others, posed to look indifferent or stoic, to not betray emotion. The hands, however, are unself-conscious. They are avaricious, hungry, fearful, amused, aroused, filled with the nervous tics of their owners, jumping with energy, fingers intertwined to keep themselves still, constantly being restrained, reflecting character and emotion. One day, she sees a pair of young, aristocratic hands in an extreme state of excitement, more expressive than any hands she has ever seen. Thereby hangs an amazing tale called 48 Hours in the Life of a Woman. I don't want to give it away. It's better if you read it yourself. Laura and I once sat in a cafe on a busy street watching people's shoes as they walked by. We tried to guess from their shoes what their owners did, who they were, where they were going, what they were running from. We had no time to confirm our impressions by comparing them to their clothes or faces because they went by too quickly, but we intuited in quick flashes entire destinies expressed in sandals, boots, dress shoes, pumps, stilettos, and sport. People will rarely let you know them through words or faces or any upfront body part. Watch the sections that don't get much press: necks, hands, feet, ears, and knees. And then you too can be a devilishly observant writer, just like me and Zweig.
Poet Andrei Kudrescu edits the online magazine ExquisiteCorpse.org.